Hello, everyone. This is the audio version of the book Fulfilling Life, A Matter of Personal Choice. If you have decided to improve your life by making an effort and taking the necessary steps, this practical plan is for you. The plan is based on my personal experience, and if you stick to it, it will help you to start making changes that will result in a much better way of life. Once you discover your formula for a good life, you will no longer go back to old routines. This plan is accompanied by checklists to help you determine the goals you want to achieve and the steps you need to take to achieve those goals and to track your progress daily. You can find a reading version of the plan and checklists on the Long-Term Habits website. Just type Long-Term Habits in Google or connect directly to the longtermhabits.com website and download the plan and the related checklists. The reading version contains various useful links that are not visible in the audio version of this plan. I have created this plan with the best intention to help anyone who has decided to start making positive changes in life. It's completely free in all its formats, and you are more than welcome to share it with all those you think might help them. Good luck. Fulfilling Life, A Matter of Personal Choice. Foreword. Working on yourself or leaving things to chance. The difference between the active and passive mindset. If you are reading this, it means that you have finally decided to improve the quality of your life. And therefore, there is no point in trying to present things as simpler than they really are. Everything worthwhile in life requires planning, determination, and a fair amount of effort. There is no other way. Shortcuts lead to negative results, sometimes even dangerous ones, and relying on hope and happiness leads to certain failure. You can't have a good life if you continuously follow other people's plans. You have to create your plan and stick to it. A meaningful and fulfilled life requires constant thinking about your own goals and regularly taking steps to achieve them. The way you live consists of a combination of two processes, one of which always prevails and determines your life quality. Whatever process prevails in your case, only your habits and rituals keep it alive and arises due to a passive mindset, that is, leaving things to chance. Most people live that way without even realizing it. Everything that takes place within such a process contributes to its growth. Lack of priorities and planning, spending time on the wrong things and people, bad habits. All this inevitably results in pessimism, bad health, and poor quality of life. The second process is a positive one. Regular planning and working on your goals, a healthy life, and time with people who are important to you. These things lead to personal growth and a much better life. People who live a good life take responsibility for their actions and create their own good opportunities. Giving up is not one of the options. Getting into a negative process happens on its own, which is what most people do. Adopting bad rituals and following other people's plans does not require much thinking. On the other hand, a good life requires constant effort and thinking with your head, which most people will gladly skip. If you stick to this plan, you will recognize the weak links in your life, and you'll also notice that things will get better over time. Put prejudices aside and take an hour to read it, because it could very easily be one of the most important steps in your life. Only 1 hour. Give yourself a chance. You owe yourself so much. Introduction. With today's pace of life and the obligations we have, it is easy to skip some essential things that little by little affect our satisfaction and overall quality of life. When we add to this our natural tendency to stay in the comfort zone until the situation forces us to change something, it is not uncommon for us to become quite dissatisfied over time. Changes happen when you decide. Hope is a bad strategy. A good life arises as a result of a mindset, not a coincidence. until you take matters into your own hands, nothing will change. No one can help you if you don't want to help yourself. Doing the wrong things and expecting a positive outcome makes no sense. When you throw out that ball and chain around your leg and better arrange your priorities, you'll manage to jump out of a vicious circle. Life is a puzzle that consists of many pieces, and each of them affects one another. One single thing cannot keep your whole life in balance. Myriads of wealthy people who have forgotten what a sincere smile means prove that money alone is not that one thing. Instead of nostalgically remembering some old days when everything looked good, why wouldn't the best 5 minutes of your life last a lifetime? By working on yourself regularly and learning new things, you will always feel great and work on new life projects. That is the best way to have a good day every day of your life. If you look around, you will realize that very few people regularly plan and work on their goals. Thus, you should not be surprised by the small percentage of people who lead a good life. Bad statistics date back to ancient times and do not change much with time. The reason for this is clear. A good life requires planning and dedication daily, and most people are not attracted to this idea. It is up to you to decide whether you want to be a part of those statistics. If that's not what you want, you will have to create your own path to a better life. To improve the quality of your life, you need to understand the most important thing. If you are always exhausted and have no plan, you cannot be motivated or satisfied. The high motivation is what drives us. It arises from planning and achieving our life goals. Without it, you will only do what is enough to survive the day. We pick up bad rituals from the people around us, and they become an integral part of our lives. Because of them, most people achieve only a small part of their true potential. If you don't notice them and change them, such rituals will always hold you back. There is not even the slightest chance of keeping your life in balance and working on any essential goals while your energy leaks out in all possible ways. You take a few steps in the right direction, then a few in the wrong one, and everything repeats from one day to another. If you have recognized yourself in the above lines, this plan will help you move forward and improve the things you have neglected. We all have our stumbling blocks, no matter what your unhappy combination is. Here, you will find some practical ways to replace that combination with a better one. Since no book or plan can ever fully suit everyone, use everything from this text that can help you, and don't waste time on what seems irrelevant to you. Life is like riding a bike. To maintain balance, you have to move forward. Albert Einstein. How much time you invest in self-development and how much you truly respect yourself determines how satisfied you will be in your life. There is always more space for improvement. You will find it difficult to help someone or to set a good example if you are not satisfied with your own life. I am not talking about complacency or selfishness, but about the ability to see yourself objectively and the impact on your actions on the people around you. Improving your weaker sides and using your strengths to make your life better is what it is all about. The only way to move forward in life is to ask new questions and look for answers continually. If you don't ask new questions, you can't learn anything new. The ego is the biggest obstacle to that. The fear that you will be wrong and look dumb, or the urge to be right at all costs, leads to the imposition of your ideas, even if they are wrong. Through self-reflection, a healthy dose of self-criticism, and asking new questions, you will become much more objective towards yourself and others. When you decide to improve the quality of your life, you will notice how your priorities and perceptions change over time. You will discover new interests and remove what has ceased to be important to you. That way, you will make room for new people and other essential things in your life. Those who lead a fulfilled life do not know the word boredom. To live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist. That is all. Oscar Wilde. You are not average. Such a person does not exist. Mediocrity occurs as a result of accepting other people's ideas and leaving things to chance. Achieving life goals using our potential is one of the most important things for our happiness and fulfillment. Working on things that truly interest us is one of the main reasons why we look forward to each new day. The moment we stop setting ourselves new challenges, monotony and dissatisfaction with life arise. The sooner you start using your potential to make your life great, the better everything will become for you. If you think there is an easy way to achieve goals, then you are under a delusion. Everything in life that is achieved using shortcuts, sooner or later, comes back in the wrong way. Most people do not really want freedom, because freedom involves responsibility, and most people are frightened of responsibility. Sigmund Freud. Normal has become synonymous with mediocre. Most people's goal is to
complete the norm set by someone else and survive the day.
The main reason for that lies in responsibility. It is easier to follow someone else's plans than to put your own ideas into action. A daily routine like coffee, work, and anything you randomly manage to do after that is not a plan. There is a huge difference in the mentality of people who plan daily and work on their goals and those waiting for happy circumstances to improve their life. There is a good chance that one day you will meet one of the following two versions of yourself. The first is the one that has accomplished most of your life goals and will live a fulfilled life to the end. The other is the one who has read all the gossip and bad news in this world and now sullenly sits in front of the TV, waiting for this torment of life to come to an end. It's up to you to decide.
Change begins at the end of your comfort zone.
Roy T. Bennett. Don't wait for life to happen. React. Get out of your comfort zone. Look for the ways, not the excuses. Take the necessary steps. Get in shape and stay healthy. Find the job you want. Say what you have to say. Organize your time. Learn to say no. Find a good hobby. Improve relationships with the people you love. There are so many things you can improve. The first step is always the hardest. Take it, and you will see different doors open. Don't wait for the perfect moment. It will not come. There will always be something you can use as an excuse to delay action. In any case, you can't predict everything, so do not bother trying. Just get started. You can fill in what is missing along the way. We grow through our challenges. Only when you find yourself in a new situation will you start using your potential. That's what makes life interesting. If we could predict everything, life would be boring. Failure is not a failure if you have used it as an opportunity to learn something new, not as a reason to give up.
If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much.
Jim Rohn. Don't settle for mediocre. Set goals, make a plan, and take daily steps to achieve them. School provides you with the necessary knowledge you need to get a job that will allow you to survive. Anything more than that is up to you. In life, you are either advancing or regressing. If you think you're standing still, you're actually going backwards. Most people don't change anything just because their situation is neither very bad nor very good. They wake up only when the situation becomes terrible. One who finds himself in a difficult situation will make significant changes sooner than one who somehow pushes through life. Regardless of your current situation, start making changes and don't wait anymore.
You are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you.
James Allen. Hope is a bad strategy. If luck occasionally shines on you, you can't rely on it because
You have no idea if and when fortunate circumstances will happen again. Take responsibility for your life and leave nothing to chance. The way you deal with life's challenges determines the quality of your life. Planning allows you to use your time effectively. Visualizing your life goals creates the motivation you need to get started. Waking up earlier and minimizing time spent watching television or using social networks frees more time to work on your goals. A healthier life increases your energy so you can partake in hobbies that reduce stress and break the monotony of everyday life. Maintaining good relationships with people around you is a key to a good life, and so on. When you decide to change things for the better, ignore any negative thoughts. Excuses and lack of self-confidence are a powerful combination that will keep you within your safe zone. This holds you back every time you decide to take a step towards a better life. Self-doubt is just a voice that becomes quieter with each new achievement. Every goal achieved builds your self-confidence, and every time you give up, it undermines it. When you feel like giving up, remember what you want to achieve and move forward. What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. Goethe. As soon as we achieve one goal, we set another one. Although goals are what drive us, they are just checkpoints. The journey to our goals is what shapes us as a person. Work on your goals, but also learn to enjoy the journey that leads to their achievement. And finally, by working on yourself, you are changing not only your life, but the lives of those around you. With your example, you will inspire someone else to improve his or her life. That way, you will help them the most. Be the kind of person you would want for a friend. A few words about me. Through life, I have learned any situation can only change for the better when you take matters into your own hands. Improved habits, along with regular planning and working on my goals, have resulted in a much better life over time. That has prompted me to create this plan, website, and long-term habits group, and to share good ideas with anyone who wants to improve their life. I try to make the most of every day, and I put my plans into action. I work as an electrical engineer on a cruise ship, where I have combined work with traveling the world. When I'm home, I spend time with family and friends, and I work on things that interest me. To get to do everything I want, together with the things I have to do, I wake up pretty early. But that's the price I'm willing to pay to live the way I want. Without my wife, who is my greatest support in life, I would not be able to manage all of that. While I am on board, she plays the role of both parents and alone deals with all other challenges. I sincerely want you to achieve your life goals that are in line with your heart, not just your wallet. Be determined, get started, and good luck. P.S. The path to a better life is simple, but simple does not mean easy. Improve your habits and set goals. Make a plan and take daily steps to achieve it. Don't give up. If you think you don't have time, prioritize. Get organized and wake up earlier. If you don't know something you need to, learn it. It couldn't be simpler than that. Take it or leave it. The choice is yours. What will you achieve with this plan? You will create your personalized plan that will be in line with your free time and priorities, and it will work in the long run. You will start working on things that you have neglected and things you didn't even know were affecting your life. Methods in this plan are easily accessible to everyone, but require patience and daily dedication. I do not recommend any shortcuts or instant formulas for a good life, so this is not for those who are expecting that. The quality of your life depends on the planning and efforts you are willing to put into the realization of your plans and the things you spend your time on, that is, priorities. Balance is most important. If you regularly exercise because you love it but don't remember the last time you read something useful, that's a bad combination. You will be in good shape, but you will forever be doing a job you don't like. If you're doing what you love and you've neglected your body, it's only a matter of time before your health gives up on you. Poor health can eventually separate you from the job you love. With all that, neglecting the people who matter to you is a sure path to bad relationships and therefore a bad life. Do not ignore anything completely, because sooner or later it will reflect badly on everything else in life. While this is a practical plan that you can work on all by yourself, it is much easier to maintain motivation when you are in a group of active and optimistic people who share similar ideas. For that reason, I created the Long-Term Habits Facebook group. Challenges will be announced in the group every few days, which will help you get started. When you decide to give up, and there will be such moments, which is quite normal, this group will encourage you to stay the course. In difficult moments, seek support in the group. I and other members will be happy to help. You can also share your creative ideas or results to help others get started. The challenges will be easy, so you can fit them into your daily schedule and bring them to an end without giving up. This plan will take 60 days because it takes between 3 weeks and 2 months to create strong habits, depending on where you start. 2 months is quite enough to see great results. That will be enough to prevent you from returning to old habits. Step 1. From the website longtermhabits.com, download the checklist in PDF or Word document format and fill them in with the things you have decided to work on. It is best to print them so they will always be at hand. If you have not yet determined what you need to work on, these lists will help you discover that. If you persevere, you will soon achieve the following results. You will create good habits and eliminate the ones that hold you back. You will improve your life energy to an excellent level. You will start creating favorable situations instead of waiting for them to happen. You will minimize stress. You will unload accumulated physical and mental junk through recreation and focus on good ideas. You will become satisfied with yourself and thus calmer and more tolerant. You will get back in shape and improve your health. By working on yourself, you will strengthen your self-confidence. Your sleep will be better, and that will make you feel much better. Better mood means better relationships with the people around you. Regular planning and visualization of your goals will maintain your long-term motivation and perseverance. You will focus on your life priorities and stop wasting time on unimportant things. Once you begin, there is no going back. No one goes back from school to kindergarten. Over time, you will discover the best ratio of these things, and that will become your personalized formula for a great life. You will start setting new goals and successfully achieve them. You will discover what you truly want out of life, and you will work on that with everything you have. A positive approach to life situations and dealing successfully with all life challenges will become second nature for you. Basics of a good life. It all starts with planning. Proper choice of life goals and planning how to achieve them is crucial for high motivation. Without these things, you get a mediocre quality of life, and that's what you want to prevent. Knowledge is available to everyone today. Everything you are interested in regarding your goals is just a few mouse clicks away. Planning is just a skill like any other. It takes some time to develop. The more you plan, the better you become at it. Most people do not plan much, but stick to well-established daily routines. Dreaming of achieving goals without planning is like driving a car to a destination you don't know the way to without a map or GPS. There's little chance that you will get where you intended. Make planning a number one habit if you want to live a good life. Few things can stop people who have a realistic and tangible vision of their goals. By regular planning, good ideas develop to the smallest detail. After some time, you begin to clearly see the full picture of what you want to achieve and all the necessary steps you need to take to get there. When you reach this point, you become fully convinced of success, which is the strongest motivator. All that remains is to put in the necessary effort. Be sure to write down or record all new ideas on paper or in your phone as soon as they appear. When you start actively thinking about your goals, new ideas will appear suddenly. It will usually happen when you are completely relaxed, while cooking, walking, in the shower, when you wake up in the middle of the night. If you write them down, you will soon have a list full of ideas related to your plans and goals. Good ideas you don't write down disappear under the rain of daily commitments. Get rid of stress for good.
Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Chuck Swindoll.
Stress ruins health, relationships, and everything else. If you are unhappy and lack energy, you cannot work on your goals regularly. What you feed your mind and body is what determines your energy level. No motivational books, meditations, or anything similar can help you feel great if you are feeding your body with junk and poison and your mind with negative thoughts. When people talk about stress, they think only about mental stress. Mental stress is a consequence, not a cause. The first thing that happens is physical stress. Without a break, your body fights with the junk you put into it: bad food, alcohol, tobacco, drugs, medications, caffeine, sugar, etc. The greater the amount of these things, the more intense the physical stress is. Mental stress happens as a consequence of all that. Every little thing makes you overreact because you are already stressed out without even being aware of it. When you wake up broken in pieces, you can hardly expect to be productive and satisfied that day. Feeding fatigue with caffeine makes things worse. In the long run, you will eliminate stress only by improving the ratio of good versus bad things that you feed your body and mind. Your body is your means of transportation through life. Maintain it. Feed your mind with creativity. Stop negativity and gossip as soon as they start, or they will quickly drain your energy and ruin your day. There is no kid, boss, or traffic jam that can easily make you crazy when you improve your habits and get some good rest. Sleeping properly, spending time in nature, exercising, walking, laughing, hanging out with optimistic people, reading good books, and watching inspiring content are all effective ways to boost your energy and reduce stress. Make these things an essential part of your day. A great way to quickly demagnetize yourself when you get angry or overwhelmed by negative thoughts is to create a folder on your phone with your favorite videos and pictures, family, kids, or something that makes you laugh. Watch this when something pushes you into a bad mood. Laughter and positive emotions will quickly lift your mood and turn your thoughts in another direction. Forget the success-failure perspective. You don't say, "I'm going to build the biggest, baddest, greatest wall that's ever been built." You don't start there. You say, "I'm going to lay this brick as perfectly as a brick can be laid." And you do that every single day, and soon you have a wall. Will Smith. Even the smallest steps move you forward if you do them regularly. Small changes are not easily visible, but they exist. If you persevere, you will look back one day and see that you have made incredible progress. As you read this, you already have quite a few personal victories and great accomplishments. You finished school, passed your driving test, learned to do your job well, helped someone, and many other things. You did it all by yourself. Going to work year after year to provide for your family is a huge achievement. If you have a family, you know that raising children requires tremendous effort, and yet you deal with it successfully. Be proud of yourself for it. That's proof enough that you can achieve anything you want in life. True, there are some things you have to do to make your life work. But if you put in a little more effort to make your life great, you will succeed in that as well. You are not starting from scratch. The confidence you already have just needs to be reawakened. Giving up is not an option. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. That is why I succeed. Michael Jordan. Those who successfully achieve their goals don't get discouraged by the disappointment of failure. Temporary failures are the normal part of the goal-achieving process. You can only achieve simple goals without significant effort. You will not be able to reach most of your goals with the first attempt anyway. When that becomes clear to you, the disappointment of temporary failures will also disappear. When things are not going as they are supposed to, see what needs to be done differently and move on. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. John Lennon. Ups and downs are a normal part of life. When something disrupts your plans, don't give up. In that moment, you only have two options. You can discard all the invested effort and undermine your self-confidence, or you can continue until you succeed and become stronger. Every time you get up after a failure, your personality strengthens. There is no better feeling than the satisfaction that comes after you achieve an important goal. And there is no worse feeling than disappointment with yourself when you give up on your goals. Let the only time limit be until you succeed. Excuses and comfort zone.
He who is good at making excuses is seldom good at anything else.
Benjamin Franklin. Here is a question for you. When was the last time you spent 100 hours on something you want to accomplish in life? Anything that requires a little bit of effort, like learning something new, looking for a better job, or improving your health. Don't look for excuses to stay in your comfort zone. You will find dozens of them. That's what everyone does. Look for ways to achieve what you want and take steps to achieve it. Only a minority of people do this. There's nothing you can't master if you invest enough time. "I am not good at it," is one of the most common excuses. There is no such thing as being good at something without invested time and effort. When someone is good at something, it simply means that that person has invested enough effort to reach the level he wants. When embarking on something new, don't give up after the first 10 hours or so. Be patient and invest more time. After a while, you will see that you are good at it as well. That goes for work, sport, education, art, and everything else. Those who rely on effort and perseverance always outrun those who rely only on talent. Don't compare yourself to others.
Always remember, your focus determines your reality.
George Lucas. People see only the best in other people's lives, forgetting the difficult side of their lives, or vice versa. They look for the bad things in the lives of others to make their own lives seem more manageable. Forget about comparing yourself to others, and forget others' opinions about you. It will only drain your energy. We all have our life challenges that others are not aware of. Focus on the things you can do to make your life better. Optimal zone of effort, the joy zone. When we start something new, we often start to intensively overdo it and eventually give up. To avoid that, stay within your joy zone. This is somewhere in the middle between too little and too much effort. It is the amount of effort you can maintain over a long time and still achieve excellent results. Doing something on an optimal level over longer periods of time gives the best results. Too much effort will cause you to give up too soon. It's that old story about the turtle and the hare. Move slowly but effectively toward your goals. Initially, your joy zone will be low. It's hard to force yourself to do something regularly, even for a few minutes. As you get better at something, your joy zone rises to a higher level. For professionals, the joy zone is very high. They must stop themselves from overdoing what they love. When they start, they do it for hours, completely unaware of time. When you immerse yourself in something you love, time doesn't exist. Hungarian-American psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi defined it as flow, an entirely focused and highly productive state of mind. The more you do the things you love, this occurrence becomes something regular. After the initial period, which always seems more challenging than it really is, you will realize that working on things you love is not a burden but a pleasure. Without whining, you will easily learn something new, complete your workout, play your favorite instrument for a couple of hours, or anything else. And best of all, you will feel great because you have used your time in the best possible way. 80-20 Rule, the Pareto Principle. This rule will make you much more effective with your time and the steps you need to take to reach your goals. This was discovered by the Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto in the late 19th century. He noted that 80% of the land was owned by 20% of the population in Italy, and that this ratio occurs in most things in nature and life. In the economy, 20% of the most important customers bring in 80% of a company's earnings. In sports, 20% of the players are responsible for 80% of the victories. In life, 80% of your success comes from 20% of your ideas and actions. When you start something new, first think about which 20% that is. Your financial situation, the result of your lifestyle. If you really look closely, most overnight successes took a long time. Steve Jobs. Your habits and lifestyle reflect on your financial situation, and your financial situation supports your habits and lifestyle. Money is the fuel that can help you live a better life or make life bitter for you and everyone around you, depending on what you spend it on. We all sometimes hope that we will reach great results with just a little effort. These are the moments in life when we waste our money on wrong investments or educational materials that promise to teach us how to reach overnight success. But very quickly, with a lighter wallet, we realize that great results come only as a result of great effort. Choose the job you love, and you will never have to work a day in your life. Confucius. When you do what you love, you use your potential to the fullest without even noticing it. People who love what they do hope to do it for as long as possible in life. If you can't bring enthusiasm to the job you're doing, find a job that suits you or create it for yourself. That is one of the crucial moves if you want to live a good life. Dreaming about a day when you will not have to work anymore arises because you don't love what you do. In that case, you put in the minimum effort required just to keep your job. People who have a solid financial situation are continually working on it. If you want a better financial situation, don't think only about how you will spend your hard-earned salary. Invest time and money in education and self-development. This is the best investment you can make. Look for better jobs and set bigger goals. In everything you do, do your best, not the minimum, and you will soon see significant changes in all areas of your life. Important step: write down how much money you spend per year on living expenses, entertainment, vices, and everything else. Don't skip anything. You won't be pleasantly surprised, but it's an important step to start taking care of your finances. You'll find you can kick out a good chunk of it, saving you quite a bit of money that you can invest in something smarter. What is more important, that way you will also improve your health and free up extra time to work on important things. Don't neglect the people who matter to you. Time builds or breaks relationships. Schedule your time wisely. No one likes to be forgotten. Be sure to spend part of your time with the people you want to keep in your life. Nothing can strengthen relations with people like time spent together. Gifts and similar things are no substitute for time. It is much easier to break a good relationship than to build it. It often happens that something distracts us for a long time. That can create negative consequences that are sometimes difficult or impossible to correct when they occur. Suppose you don't create a good relationship with children as they grow up. In that case, your relationships through life with them will be shaky due to a bad foundation. If you neglect your friends, soon they will become only acquaintances who don't care about you. One day it will only matter to you who you have spent your time with. Start thinking about that today. Healthy communication with the people around you. For every minute you are angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Healthy communication is the basis of good relationships. People find it challenging to start sensitive conversations. If something bothers you, deal with it before your frustration builds up and you react badly. Usually small things that can be easily corrected grow into something big over time. Most people don't see well-intentioned criticism as a blow to the ego, but perceive it as useful feedback to improve things. People don't think much about other people's ideas or problems. They are focused on their own life. Don't hope that someone can read your mind. Until you say what you have to say, it all happens only in your head, and no one can see that. It doesn't matter if it's related to work, relationships, or something else. The hope that things will resolve by themselves eventually fades and turns into frustration and a lack of self-confidence. Shouting and overreacting makes the situation worse. If someone makes you angry, or maybe you accidentally made someone mad, calmly resolve the problem. You will feel better after that, and your relationship with that person will improve. Better yet, you won't need to apologize later or look for another job. Don't do unto others what you don't want done unto you. Confucius. We all observe the world through different glasses. Don't try to understand others through your criteria. Put yourself in someone else's shoes to better understand how that person feels. Don't criticize, but try to find a common language. About the plan in general. Be ready when opportunity knocks on the door. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Seneca. It is too late to start preparing when the opportunity is already at the door. Create your opportunities through constant learning and self-development. Regularly plan and set new goals. Write down new ideas and think about them. Take steps and decide what to do next according to results. If you do so, new ideas will arise daily and many new doors will open. Find people who have achieved what you want to achieve. Read their books and follow their work. Explore what steps they have taken to achieve their goals. Follow the already established methods and apply them to your own ideas. If you want a better job, prepare and get it. Don't just send emails, show up at the door. Emails end up being deleted because there are thousands of them. Connect with people who are already doing the same job, preferably on LinkedIn or through other social networks. Some of them will direct you to the things you need to do to get the job you want. How to effectively manage your time and energy. A good and fulfilled life requires constant planning, prioritization, and taking steps toward your goals. Allocate your time and energy according to what you want to do during the day. You need to know your priorities at all times. Always ask yourself, does what I'm doing right now help me achieve my goals? If the answer is no, kick it out of your schedule. It's not just about long-term goals, but also the small things you want and need to do daily. Small goals lead to bigger ones. Determine precisely when it's time for you to have fun and when to work on priorities. You will have more than enough free time when you cancel unimportant things from your schedule. Your time is your life. Reduce the time spent watching TV, on social networks, or engaged in unnecessary gossip. Wake up an hour earlier the first day and stick to that schedule until it becomes more routine. Spend a few minutes each night planning for tomorrow, so you'll create an hour or two of free time each day. Don't look for excuses. If you can't do these few simple things, it means you don't really want to improve your life. In the absence of time for a workout, walk whenever you can. You do not need expensive equipment or a membership in the best gym to get and stay in good shape. Best time for exercising and reading. Some people like to exercise in the afternoon or evening, while others prefer to do it in the morning. If you go to bed around 10 p.m., You can wake up early easily. In that case, after a workout, your day will be great. Any major goal requires knowledge that will not just appear in your head. You have to put it there. Your head is like a computer. On the outside, they all look similar, but the applications used are different. Someone is playing video games with their computer, and someone is learning new stuff. Your brain is your best tool. Use it. Read things that move you forward. Learning something difficult is most effective in the morning when your head is still fresh. There is no point learning complicated things when you are already ready to sleep. Leave something relaxing for that occasion. Half an hour of reading a day equals 2 books a month, which is more than 100 books in 5 years. I'm talking about books related to self-development and creative things that interest you. You become who you surround yourself with. How many of your acquaintances have read 100 books in their life? If you really want something, you will find time for it. Be creative and use your time wisely. If you follow these tips, you will create a few additional hours each day.
That's enough to achieve a good portion of your goals in a few years.
Feed your mind with creative things, and good ideas will no longer be coincidences. If you've ever fallen asleep with a question and woke up with a solution, it's your subconscious at work. How to maintain strong motivation.
People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily.
Zig Ziglar. The strongest motivation is created by planning and choosing goals that are in line with your true priorities. Reminder, I have created checklists to help you with that, so print them and fill them out. Strong motivation is essential to maintain perseverance in the long run. For motivation, why is much more important than how. First, decide what you want to achieve in life, and you will come up with a plan after that. Plans are constantly changing and adjusting, but your true life goals, once you set them, don't change significantly. The why has to be related to the whole picture of how you want your life to be, not just with your finances. Imagine if someone challenged you to go through a burning hallway or to traverse a thin beam between 2 buildings. You would most likely refuse, regardless of the offered money. But if your kid was waiting for your help, you wouldn't think twice. Such motivation has nothing to do with money. You need to seek motivation that touches your heart. Until you find that kind of motivation, the result will be weak. You will find it difficult to put in the necessary effort over time without the right motivation. But when you discover something that really moves you, that keeps you awake at night when you start thinking about it, time won't matter to you anymore. You will wake up without an alarm and work on your goals while other people sleep. Those who create negative scenarios in their head in advance give up before they even try. When you create a negative image of something based on prejudice, you will be disappointed before you begin. Focus on your goals and ways to achieve them, not reasons to give up. A few things that will help you effectively motivate yourself every day. As soon as you open your eyes in the morning, focus on your plans and things that can improve your life. If you want to start the day well, don't read bad news first thing in the morning. A positive approach to life is the key to a good mood. Gossiping, complaining, and pessimism create stress and drain your energy. Hang out with positive people and talk about creative stuff. Stop gossip as soon as it starts. Completely different chemical processes occur in our body when we focus on creative things than when we think of or talk about negative things. Feed your mind with creative ideas. Write down new ideas, which you will have dozens of with time. Be sure to visualize your goals for a few minutes in the morning and before bed in the evening. That will positively polarize your subconscious. Read good books. They are an endless source of new ideas.
Listen to music that lifts your spirit.
Good music helps you get started when you don't feel like it. Watch and listen to things that inspire you. If you want to move more, install MapMyWalk, use a Fitbit, Strava, or any similar application, and get a watch or digital bracelet that monitors your daily activity. These things will motivate you to move more. Visualizing your life goals is the key to high motivation. It is impossible to achieve meaningful goals in life if you don't truly believe in them. To put your plan into action, you need to be fully confident in your vision. Take a few minutes each day to visualize your goals, preferably as soon as you wake up and before bed. Imagine the life you truly want. Keep that image in your head as long as you can. Add as many details as possible to make the image as real as possible. This is not some absurd technique to try to create something out of nothing. This is how you will positively polarize your mind, which will help you maintain the motivation you need to achieve your goals. Over time, your vision will become crystal clear. You will get closer to it every day until one day you realize that you have achieved it. How to create good habits and get rid of bad ones. Habits are closely related to triggers. Triggers are situations and things that make it easier for you to move in a good or bad direction. Throw out the bad triggers and create good ones. For example, if you want to exercise early in the morning, prepare your equipment the night before and wake up earlier. Prepare materials for learning in advance to keep your study area tidy. If you want to practice music regularly, keep your instrument visible. Don't store it under the bed. Organize things to make it easier to get started. Don't buy sweets and juices if you want to lose weight. When you don't have the things you cannot resist in the house, you won't be tempted. If you want to drink less, avoid going for a drink after work and don't stock beers in your fridge. You get the idea. Working on yourself is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes a while to develop good habits, but they will soon become natural to you. Triggers are the first step. As the old saying goes, in each of us lives a good and a bad wolf. The one we feed more wins. Feed your good side and your life will become great. Take the first step. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Lao Tzu. Don't wait for the perfect moment. It will never come. Adjust your schedule and get going. I know it is not easy to invest extra effort in addition to the obligations you already have, but it is that extra effort that makes a difference and produces excellent results over time. Just 1 hour invested in yourself every day makes almost 2,000 hours over 5 years, and 5 years fly by quickly. If you split that time between education and recreation, it will significantly impact your health, income, and life quality. With a slightly tidier life, that hour of the day makes the difference between a happy and an unhappy person. Enjoy your self-development and personal growth. It is a lifelong process. Take as much time for this as you want. Choose the pace that suits you. Focus on daily steps, not deadlines. Perseverance is what separates the successful from everyone else. Work on your plan as much as you can according to your free time. In the long run, continuity is more important than intensity. Don't beat yourself up if you occasionally skip something. When you get stuck, take a break, refresh your motivation, and move on. Haste only leads to fatigue and giving up. It takes time for your mind and body to adjust to the changes, but it's worth the effort. We rarely succeed with anything on the first attempt. Only the simplest goals can be achieved without significant effort. All worthwhile goals require effort and repetition. It is the same with habits. Once you start, you will feel exhausted for the first 10 days or so, but after that, you will notice a boost in your energy and mood. If you stop for a day, it doesn't matter. Recharge your batteries. Think about the goals you want to achieve and continue where you left off. Things will soon start to move in a positive direction. After the first few weeks, new habits will take over and everything will become much easier. Even if you fail to eliminate some bad habits and rituals over 60 days completely, that is not a failure. Your habits are improving day by day. Your mental strength is growing. And it is only a matter of time before you succeed. 60 days is just a reference point. As long as you push forward and don't give up, you will improve your life every day. You can repeat this plan as many times as you want, always setting new goals for yourself. Putting the plan into action. Let's get started. Although you can put this plan into action entirely alone, it is more fun in a group. If you want to take part in group challenges, join the Long-Term Habits group. Install the Map My Walk app and add me to your friend list so I can include you in the group challenges. You will be informed about new challenges via email or announcements in the group. If you do not want to participate in group challenges, skip this step. Map My Walk is a great application that tracks your walks and workouts, and that really helps you to keep moving. The best thing about Map My Walk is the option to join challenges created by someone or to create your challenge and involve the people you want, making the workouts more enjoyable. It has the option to enter the activity manually if you forgot to turn it on, or if you did some other type of workout. Print and fill in the checklists. You will reach your goals only if you track your progress. Keep the checklists somewhere where you can easily reach them, and tick off anything on the list you did that day. Adding new ticks on the checklist has an amazing effect on motivation. You will be proud of yourself when you see how much you have accomplished in just a few weeks. For better planning of your time, get a small dry erase board and put it somewhere visible. Mine is in the kitchen, so I can't avoid seeing it. Plan everything you need to do tomorrow, a few days in advance, and some important things for the more distant future. In this way, you will be much more effective with your time. Daily, erase what you have completed and write down new things to do. This board will never be empty. Trust me on this. Wake up early. Reduce watching TV and go to bed earlier to wake up fresh every morning. When you wake up, first complete what is a priority for you, such as education or a workout. If you wake up early enough, you can do both. Get a few good books on topics that interest you. Take a look at recommended books. Go to a nearby bookstore or library and see what they offer. If you don't want to walk around, order what you need from an online bookstore or look for free books online. Type in free books or free technical books in Google, etc. Put in some effort and you will find a lot of high-quality free materials. There are also excellent Udemy courses in all possible areas at affordable prices. The courses are comprehensive, sometimes lasting over 100 hours, accompanied by written and video materials, Facebook groups, and instructor support. These really are an excellent value for the money. If you install the Udemy app, you can download courses to your mobile phone, or you can follow the courses directly on the Udemy website. Find what interests you and start learning. Most courses cost less than $20. Don't pay much more than that. Wait for discounts. Get audiobooks and courses that you can listen to while walking, driving to work, or traveling. Get a notebook and start writing down ideas. If you come up with a good idea and don't have a notebook, record an audio with your mobile phone and write it down later. Regarding exercising, it does not matter what you choose. Just take care that you regularly tick it off your list. There are many different options: walking, running, hiking, biking, swimming, rowing, dancing, rope jumping, elliptical, bicycle, home fitness, gym, etc. Find the combination that suits you. If you don't feel like exercising that day, you can always walk for 30 minutes to 1 hour. You don't need any equipment for this, and you won't find a good excuse. Just turn up some music and go. Use Map My Walk, Fitbit, Strava, and other similar apps that track your workouts. Also, get a fitness tracker that records your daily activities. These things will motivate you to move more. Find music that lifts your mood and add it to your MP3 player or mobile phone. Music is a great motivator when you find it hard to get started, especially in the morning. Spotify is an excellent source of free music if you have an internet connection. Create a free account and enjoy. Appendix: A healthy mind in a healthy body. For all of you who want to get back in shape without too much sweating, traditional agricultural societies lived in an awful shade of starvation. In the affluent world of today, one of the leading problems is obesity, which strikes the poor, who stuff themselves with burgers and pizzas, even more than the rich, who eat organic salads and fruit smoothies. The Sapiens, Yuval Noah Harari.
For overweight people, losing weight and getting back in shape means a huge improvement in life quality. No one wants to be overweight, but it can slowly happen as a result of poor nutrition and a lack of exercise. Excessive weight causes poor health, low energy, lack of self-confidence, and pessimism. These are all very good reasons to get in shape. When you are in good shape, you feel great and your life energy is high. That results in a better mood and new ideas, which positively reflects on your life. Healthy body weight is just a result of a proper lifestyle. People who lose weight too quickly but have not adopted a new lifestyle regress very soon.
Forget about constant weighing and focus on moderate exercise
together with proper nutrition. The excessive weight will disappear as a result of that. If you're not happy with what you see in the mirror and you are willing to improve, 1 hour daily walking will really help. You can achieve great results within 2 months. With a bit of discipline with your diet and exercising, you will see great results very soon. Benefits of daily walking. If the very words workout or exercise make you feel nauseous, walking at a slightly increased pace is perfect for you. If you adopt it as part of your daily schedule, it will keep your body in great shape and activate your mind. Walking can help you in many ways. It is pleasant and relaxing, especially if you're in good company. Only a small percentage of people like intense workouts, but anyone can walk. If you take a walk in the morning, you will notice a positive effect on your mood, energy, and metabolism throughout the day. Walking with family and friends is both exercise and quality time. Instead of just sitting and talking, take a walk together. You can walk at any age. You will feel how much is enough for you, and the risk of injury is minimal. You can walk anytime and anywhere without special preparation. You need only comfortable sneakers, but nothing will happen to you if you walk a few miles in the shoes you are currently wearing, unless they are high heels. Walking is the most effective method for demagnetizing a negative mood, and it always works. Walking goes hand in hand with planning and creative thinking. A lot of good ideas arise as you walk. Walking is very important for older people and everyone else. It helps supply the brain with oxygen, which is very important for memory, concentration, and brain health in general. All of this is an indication that regular walking can significantly improve your life quality. One of my favorite rituals is a 1 hour morning walk along the coast with my wife, quite enough for a good day and good health. To get the best results in 60 days, follow these guidelines. Walk 1 hour daily at a slightly faster pace, 3.1 to 3.7 miles per hour. That's 5 to 6 kilometers per hour. If you're a complete beginner, walk a little less for the first 10 days or so. When it comes to diet, eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner in healthy amounts, and drink mostly water or tea, green tea or any other. Remember, a workout cannot beat a fork. You can eat a lot more calories in a few minutes than you could lose with an average workout. Minimize bread, eliminate snacks between meals, fizzy drinks, juices, fast and fried foods, and sugar as much as possible. These things are the main reason for gaining weight. Eat vegetables and fruits in reasonable amounts. Be careful with fruit, as fruit also contains a lot of sugar. Enjoy food, but don't always look for opportunities to eat something. Give yourself a break occasionally to make it easier for you, preferably once a week. When you get a craving for sweets, eat some fruit. For your information, one slice of medium-sized cake or 2 cans of soda equal half an hour of running or 1 hour of walking. Constantly nibbling on something and sipping juices and coffee become addictive. Stop when something unplanned comes to hand. Snacks, sandwiches, cakes, juices, ice cream, coffee makers, and similar things are everywhere. Eliminate those things completely. You will not lose anything except unnecessary weight. Stick to this and you will see great results within 2 months. Over time, add some other exercises if you wish, but consult with your doctor and coach first, especially if you have health issues. Be well informed about any new exercises you take up, and always warm up and stretch. Injuries often occur in the beginning when the heart wants to do more than the body can handle. Most important thing, do everything that helps you maintain high motivation. I cannot stress this enough. Create a list of things that work for you. print checklists and make a plan. Join the challenges that will be announced in the group. Use applications and devices that monitor your daily activities. Watch, read, and listen to everything that helps you move. Set your alarm clock early and move it away from you so you can't switch it off. Turn on good music and get going. The benefit of morning exercise. Find the strength to wake up a bit earlier and do the workout. Walking is also a workout. You will quickly see multiple benefits of early morning exercise. You will boost your body and positively polarize your mind, which is a great way to begin the day. Working out is the best stress prevention. While others are still waking up, your energy will already be at 100%, and you'll be ready to face new daily challenges. Your mood will be great. When you take care of your health as soon as you start the day, it will be difficult for someone to push you into a bad mood. It will take you about 2 weeks to get used to getting up earlier, but it won't be a problem after that. Your new schedule will mean you will go to bed early and sleep like a baby. Morning exercising will quickly become a great habit. You choose how to feel and what you will focus on as soon as you open your eyes in the morning. Workout equipment that everyone can afford. Soft pad for exercises on the floor. A pair of dumbbells. Elastic bands. Bench. Jump rope. For walking, hiking, or running, start with high-quality shoes, clothes, and a backpack for a couple of necessary things. If you don't want to walk around, you can order most of the equipment online. Conclusion. The quality of your life depends only on you. Do not waste time hoping that happiness will find you on its own. You have to open the door to it. If you have a goal you want to achieve or an idea you want to share with the whole world, work on it with everything you have. Don't let anything stop you. What if someone laughs at me? This question is one of the most common reasons for giving up. Your satisfaction and all those you will influence with your example are much more important than the opinion of a few miserable cynics. You can be sure that people who lived fulfilled lives do not waste time criticizing others. If you don't want to regret everything you haven't done in your life one day, forget about excuses and other people's opinions and start working on the things that matter most to you. In the end, if you liked this plan, I would appreciate it if you could share it with your friends or family and help them get moving. All comments and feedback are welcome. Due to various social media restrictions, only a small percentage of people see posts in groups or on profiles. For that reason, if you want to be regularly updated about new challenges in the group, blog posts, and other creative ideas related to a meaningful and fulfilling life, sign up for the Creative 5 weekly newsletter, 5 things to help you refresh your motivation and start the week in the best possible way. There will be no spamming. As well as the Facebook group, you can find me on social networks, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Don't forget to download the checklist that will help you to define the goals you want to achieve and to track your progress daily. You can find the link to the checklists and the reading version of the plan on the Long-Term Habits website. Disclaimer: the information provided is based on my personal experience. Everything here has been written with the best intentions to help you improve your life, but you are responsible for yourself. Everything mentioned in this plan is informational, and I cannot be held responsible in any way for the information that you request or receive through my website, blog, emails, programs, services, and products. In no event will I be liable to any party for any direct, indirect, special, incidental, equitable, or consequential damages for any use of or reliance on this website or blog, emails, programs, services, and/or products, including, without limitation, any lost profits, personal or business interruptions, personal injuries, accidents, misapplication of information, or any other loss, malady, disease, or difficulty or otherwise, even if I am expressly advised of the possibility of such damages or difficulties. Reference or links in this website, blog, emails, programs, services, or products to any other business or entity's information, opinions, advice, programs, services, or products you use are your responsibility. You use the links on this website, blog, emails, to programs, services, or products and the information, opinions, tips, programs, services, or products of any other company or entity at your own risk. I am not responsible for the contents of any off-site web pages, companies, or persons linked to or referenced in this site.